So in spite of series, everybody say in spite of. I was looking at this young lady right here on the way to church and was reminded of her. I'm like, she is going through. Look at that face. Can y'all see that? I'm like, bruh, you okay? And so this series that for November is giving thanks, giving praise, blessing God in spite of. Everybody say in spite of. And the title of today's teaching is, please do this with me, guys, is only two words. And it's very fitting because when I passed Clemson, I felt good because Clemson won yesterday. Clap your hands. They won. And it just felt good to drive through a city that's victorious. But the title of today's teaching in the In Spite Of series is two words. And it's let's go. On the count of three, I want y'all to say it like me. Let's go!
Let's go!
On the count of three. All right. One, two, three.
Let's go!
All right. Lord, thank you for this word, that this teaching that will go forth today. Somehow supernaturally cut down 2 hours into about 20 minutes worth of what you want to say and not what Alpheus wants to say. You're so good to us. You're good. You're kind. You're gentle. You're forgiving. You're faithful. You're gracious. You're loving. And we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I did bless you guys with a bottle that's basically is going to be a vitamin G refill. Y'all remember this from last year? All right. And so this is a reminder, and it's a little twist from last year and the year before last. I think every Thanksgiving season, I'm going to bring a bottle, and it's going to be a vitamin G refill. Raise your hand if you don't remember or you've never heard my vitamin G refill teaching. Raise your hand. All right, one, two, three. Okay. And so this prescription refill is for what condition? It's for two conditions. Everybody say two conditions. It's for one condition is lactose tolerant, not lactose intolerant. It's lactose tolerant. Y'all know I have an interesting way of communicating. It is lactose tolerant. You're tolerant of let. You're tolerant of let. And then the next thing that this prescription, vitamin G refill, is addressing and treating is the P3 virus. It's a new strain. So I didn't teach about this last time. The P3 virus is a new strain. And so we need this vitamin G refill to address these two conditions. The first condition, class, is what? Lactose tolerant, tolerant of let. And then the next condition is what? The P3 virus. And so, again, this vitamin G is gratitude. Everybody say gratitude. Write this down. I don't have a slot for this, but we talked about it a while back. That gratitude, number one, it blocks toxic emotions like envy, jealousy, and regret. Number two, gratitude, it's good for, it basically produces higher levels of good cholesterol. So, yes, eat that fried chicken this season, but get grateful so you can have good cholesterol with the bad cholesterol you're eating. Amen? I ate fried chicken yesterday for the first time in a long time at a family. My in-laws had a function, and I ate fried chicken. It was quite tasty. Amen? But today I'm grateful because I need to produce good levels of cholesterol, and that's what gratitude does. Number three, gratitude lowers levels of bad cholesterol. Number four, gratitude lowers systolic and diastolic blood pressure even in stressful times. Get grateful in stressful times. It will lower diastolic blood pressure. Number five, gratitude has immune system benefits. We're taking physical vitamins, but bruh, get grateful and your immune system will get better. Amen? Because vitamins are high. like $100 and something on our refill. Woo. Gratitude is free. Everybody get grateful for just 2 seconds. Y'all get grateful. Show gratitude in your hearts. Like Uncle Jerry said, it's about your heart posture. Get grateful in your heart and you will feel better physically and metaphysically. Number 6, gratitude motivates exercising. I can't seem to be motivated to go to the gym. Get grateful and you're going to go. I'm telling you, you're going to go. You're going to go. You're going to get on that treadmill for 2 minutes and you're going to get off. Next week, you're going to go for 4 minutes. Gratitude triggers you wanting to get healthy. Amen. God, I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. Amen. I actually want to go back to where I used to be. 20 years ago was 20 pounds ago. Amen. But I still look good in Jesus, right? I got more muscle mass. Muscle mass. Muscle ease. Inside. Gratitude equals a healthier lifestyle. It's Thanksgiving month. It's November. Let's get grateful in spite of series. In spite of, let's get grateful. Better sleep, mental clarity, and heart rate. Gratitude helps address the P3 virus. The P3 virus. Raise your hand if you've never heard of the P3 virus. The P3 virus is basically when problems paralyze your praise. I'll be honest, I'm talking about the Andersons, potentially, all right? No, I'm just going to talk about Alpheus because Sweets, she's pretty. She got a praise on her lips. I wake up, she's praising. Go to bed, she's praising. Amen? She's on her conference calls praising. I'm talking about me. Sometimes problems can paralyze my praise because you think about your problems too much and you don't choose praise over problems. We got to choose praise over problems. Just a reminder today, hold your vitamin G, grateful, praise, bless God, honor God, give him thanks in spite of. That's what this represents. This bottle represents a gratitude, a gratefulness in your heart that addresses the P3 virus. Problems can paralyze your praise. You don't feel like it. We just heard it about 5 minutes ago. If I couldn't say a word, that means if I don't feel like praising, I'll just choose another form of praise. That's how God has set it up. He will accept all forms of praise. This is Yada, Toda. This is Tehila, Sing. Instruments, Zamar. On your knees, Barak. Amen. Shabbat. Let's go. That's Shabbat. Come on, let's Shabbat. Let's go. Ready, set, go.
Let's go.
That's Shabbat. That's Shabbat. All forms of praise, because you know in one season, I don't feel like singing. I don't even sound like I'm on pitch. So I'm going to choose this form of praise because it feels better to me, and you know how we do it, right? Let's talk about this lactose tolerance. Lactose tolerance is a real serious issue. Being tolerant of let is an issue because the word let, write it down, means, number one, to leave behind. Let means to leave behind. What are you leaving behind? Let. What are you leaving behind? What are you leaving behind? Depart from. Let. Departing from what? Undo. Let. Bequeath. Let. To slacken. Let. To permit. Let. Let. Perhaps let represents a condition of, number one, distractions, strongholds, problems that constrains. Let. It's like a problem that constrains. Constrains. It's a three-letter word that has the potential to do a lot of damage and cause a lot of problems. Let. Everybody say let. Let is not, it's not sweet. Let. Let. Everybody say let. Everybody say let. Let. Let, three letters can cause a lot of problems. Constraints. Let. In John 11:44, we guys know this particular passage. If you've been in church, you heard that Jesus wept. Why did he weep? All right, I don't want to talk about that in depth today, but some say he wept because his friend Lazarus died. And when he went to see about his friend that actually died, he was sad and he wept. He wept. All right. John 11:44 says, this is after Jesus. They told Jesus, listen, your friend is about to die. You need to hurry up and get to your friend. Hurry up. And what did Jesus do? He took his time. He took his time. He took an Uber. He took an Uber share. They had to drop people off before they dropped Jesus off to Lazarus' house. Don't ever take an Uber share. Uber shares will get you, they won't get you. Me and Lex took an Uber share to the airport from New York a few weeks ago, and we told the guy, the bellman, or whatever the guy, the concierge guy, he said, listen, he said, we got an Uber share. I said, hey, no. We'll do an Uber share if he drops us off first. He said, deal. Because an Uber share, it's cheaper, but it's not faster. Amen? Yeah. It's cheaper, but it's not faster. That's a whole nother message. Jesus took an Uber share to Lazarus. And guess what happened? Lazarus died. And they said, Jesus, if you would have been here, if you wouldn't have taken an Uber share, you would have got here in time. He's like, chill out. But instead of responding with Jesus, responding to them and like, do you know who I am? Like, what are you talking about? He didn't let them have it. He wept. Perhaps he didn't weep because Lazarus died. Perhaps he wept because of their unbelief in him, their faith in his process. Perhaps he's sad when we don't have faith in his process. Perhaps he hates it and he's disappointed when we trust other things over trusting him. And he weeps. He weeps. He's disappointed because he's God. He's God. The passage says, listen, I'm chilling out. I'm taking an Uber share because I know my glory is going to be revealed in a dead situation. It needs to get bad so you'll know how good it is. How would you know how good something is if you didn't experience bad? It's good. I got it good. I'm debt free. Well, how do you know you're debt free? Because you've been in debt. I feel good now. How do you know you feel good? Because you know what it feels like to not feel good. Amen. Jesus, when he went to Lazarus, he came. And he that was dead came forth. This is Lazarus. Lazarus, a miracle before our very eyes. Lazarus is healed. He is raised from the dead. He's raised from the dead. Who raised Jesus? Who raised Lazarus from the dead? Jesus did. But it seems like after that miracle, it's case closed. Things are Gucci. Everything is okay. But it says that Lazarus, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. So basically, he's raised from the dead, but he's still in bondage. Jesus said unto them, first of all, you know he was bound because it took a lot of people. Jesus had to tell a lot of people to loose Lazarus and do what? And let him go. It took a lot of people. He didn't say, you go. He didn't say, Brother Lawrence, loose Lazarus and let him go. He told all of us, because that's how bound he was. The Bible says he told them to loose him and do what? Let him go. Remember, I just said let. Is not a good word, because let represents something that's constraining you, that's holding you back. Everybody say let. Everybody say let him go. Jesus had to address the bondage of Lazarus by addressing the restraint of let. He had to speak to let. He had, let's go. Y'all know what let's go mean. Like, we lost last week, Clemson. This week, we need to let go. We need to not do what we did last week. We need to come from that. Amen? Let is found in the Bible 1,511 times. Over 1,000 times, let is found in the Bible. Let the weak say, I am. Why does strong need to be told to be strong? Because let is holding strong back, which is weak. Weak is let. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let everything that has breath, what? Okay, it should be obvious. I have breath. I should do what with it? But everybody is not using their breath to give God glory. People are wasting their breath. And then COVID and other sicknesses are really, it would seem like it was designed to do what? To take our breath and to take our, and P3 virus, code for COVID and other things, designed to keep us from paralyzing our praise, our problems, paralyzing our praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Because everybody, you're not walking around praising God all day. Some choose gossiping. Some choose profanity. Some choose to say, let the word, why does things of God has to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Let me say it this way. Let there be, in Genesis, let there be, why does light have to be let? Genesis 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Fast forward, God said what? Let there be light. Let there be light. No longer would darkness be over the face of the earth. I am speaking to a dark situation. What? Light. Guys, that's what we have to do. When you're looking darkness dead in the face, when you're looking sickness dead in the face, online, when you're looking a conflict dead in the face, you have to speak light. We're made and we're created in the image of God. In the New Testament, it says we are to be imitators of Christ, imitators of God. God spoke, we need to speak. Amen? Come on, y'all speak light to a situation. You know, light represents, you know what light represents? It basically eradicates darkness. Can you guys, in faith, right now, I don't know what it is, speak light to a situation, to a problem, to your job, to a family member, to something that's holding back light. Speak to the world. Speak to you, the United. Can y'all speak light real quick? Everybody speak light. Everybody say light. Light. And then fill in the blanks. Light to my household. Light to this church. Let there be. Light. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Come on, Clemson. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. All right, I'm going to go over to Alabama if y'all ain't. 1, 2, 3. All right, did Alabama win yesterday? I saw some of it. Yeah, they did.
Unfortunately.
All right, LSU. That was an intro, guys. Psalm 118. This is our anchor scripture for today. Psalm 118 says, read this with me. Ready, set, go. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. Psalm 118 is actually, it's centered on God. In a movement that expresses gratitude, admiration, joy, and praise. Thanksgiving to God and reliance on God rather than human strength. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, let. Y'all see, now y'all see how I'm introducing let today. So let Israel say, Israel, what's your problem? Israel, what's your issue? Let Israel say, what's your issue, Israel? Israel's let was complaining and ungratefulness. We sound like Israel, don't we? We were adopted. We were adopted into the family. Amen. And perhaps that came with it. Complaining and ungratefulness. Let Israel say, Israel, you need to let it go. You need to let that go. In spite of, give God praise. In spite of, let's go. Philippians 4 says, be Israel, Alpheus, call your name out. Alpheus, call your name out real quick, everybody. Be careful, anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, humility with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. 1, 2, 3, let's go. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. James 1 says, verse 2 through 4. Israel, you're complaining after you saw God do so many miracles. Food out of nowhere. Food out of thin air. Split open the Red Sea. And you still complaining? You still want to complain? If he did it before, he can do it again. And you still want to complain? He healed you before, and I'm sick again, and I want to complain? That's lactose tolerant. That's lactose tolerant. Hold up your bottle. James 1. First of all, guys, James 1 says, consider it a gift when you're facing challenges. When you are down, it's a gift. I know it doesn't sound right. Consider it not a gift, but a sheer gift. Friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. No knee-jerk reactions when you're struggling, guys. Yes, you're in debt, but be careful not to get that loan over the Lord. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Amen? First of all, why do we expect better treatment than Jesus? Have you ever thought about that? Why do I expect to be treated better than Jesus, who was sinless? And I want to be treated right. Amen? I get social justice and championing. I get all of that. And Jesus wants us to be for the underdog. But guys, why do we expect to be treated better than Jesus? Have you ever been spit on? Especially not now when you carry. Have you ever been, of course you've been lied on. Why do we expect to be treated better than Jesus? I just wanted to say that. It's not on the screen here. But refill, please. Hold it up. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Thanksgiving / vitamin G will erode away any complaining and ungratefulness in your life that is distracting you. Vitamin G. This is just a refill today. Amen. If you be honest like me, who could use a refill? I know I could use a refill. The distractions, bro. Alfie is distracted. You know better. Somebody shout, I know better. Let the house of Aaron say. Aaron, what's your issue? What's your problem? What's the problem in your house? What's the issue with your descendants and everybody that you lead and that you roll with? Perhaps the issue with Aaron is the spirit of unknown, number two, being felt like he's lesser than guilt and grief. Actually, Aaron's name is translated from a word that means unknown. In the Hebrew, his name means unknown. Aaron is unknown. He's known, but we know about Aaron, but it's translated, like it literally means unknown. His let is perhaps struggling with identity. Where do I belong? Who do I belong? Where do I fit? Does anybody know I'm here? Does anybody love me? Does anybody feel like I'm significant? I am serving because Aaron had an important role. He was a priest. Moses, you had to hear from Aaron before you heard from Moses. The descendants of Aaron was actually chosen to serve God in a special way in the temple. He was chosen to serve. He was chosen to have assignment after assignment after assignment. He served as priest, but perhaps his let was his assignments. There's no secret, at least if you're following me and Lex on social media. We've been to some places this year on assignment that we wasn't in the vision board in 2002. It wasn't on the vision board. It wasn't on the vision board. And so assignments can be a distraction. You're working for the man and you're not honoring the man you're working for, or you're not spending, it's like having a boss. Have you ever been hired and like early on in the job, you have meetings with the boss, you have one-on-ones, and you're like, he's checking in or she's checking in on you. And then eventually that rhythm is not the same. And then what happens to the relationship? It seems like, oh, okay, I don't know where my boss stands. Is he or she going to steal? Does he want me around? Does he not? It's like you're in your head. You're working, but your job is causing you to be in your head more than being in your heart. So perhaps Aaron's let was serving. He was chosen to serve. Serve. I mean, so many details, so many different details was attached to Aaron's assignment. You can get, the devil is in the details. So many, I need to do this. I need to make sure this is great for God. I need to make sure that I'm in school. I'm doing this. God, I'm using my gifts. God said, I want you to be great for me. I want you to be great for me. Put your gifts down and give me you. Amen. I'm the gift giver. Give me you. And watch your gift go to another level. Amen. So perhaps also Aaron doesn't have a squeaky clean pass. Because under his watch, Israel created this idol. And they started worshiping another god, this golden calf, under Aaron's watch. Imagine, like, Aaron, I know better. Bro, you know better. What have you done? My brother Moses has come down from the mountain, and he see us worshiping another god. And like, what am I supposed to do? Now, he did repent. Aaron did repent. But a lot of people got killed because of that. Imagine all of that. You feeling like all of that blood is on your hand because I allowed a group of people to disobey God, somewhat encouraged it, led the revolt, led the rebellion. Do you think you want to praise God when you come to God guilty, feeling guilty? God, I did it. Thank you. I'm not talking about you did it currently. You did it in the past, and you still don't want to go to God boldly. Perhaps his let was guilt. Doesn't have a squeaky clean pass. And many of us in this room, all of us in this room, we don't have a squeaky clean pass. So you got to let, 1, 2, 3, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Get past that. Give God thanks and praise in spite of your past. We don't know anyway. Go to the one that knows and still loves you. Go to him. He loves you guys. He's not disappointed. I wrote a song. Am I going to sing it?
Am I going to sing it after you?
No, I'm not going to sing it. Am I going to sing it?
I may sing it. No, I'm not going to sing it. For some mac and cheese, I'll sing it.
No, I'm just... It's a passage that said, God rejoices over you with singing. He sings over you. Imagine, for the ladies in the room, a guy comes to you and sings to you. You're smiling already. I see that. Oh, where the camera at? Y'all are just smiling at the thought that a man is coming to you singing a song. When God sings over you, it's an original. He ain't stole nothing. He ain't stole. He rejoices over you with singing. God is singing over you. Not disappointed. He's singing over us too. But this, ladies, it seems to fit. He's singing to you. He's singing over you. He rejoices over you with, I wish I could just, we do hear it. I know we hear it. We hear it in the spirit. God is singing over us. He's singing over us. He sounds better than Uncle Jerry, me, and Brother Lawrence put together. It's a sound that delivers. It's a sound that affirms. It's a sound that encourages. It's a sound that triggers me to want to sing back to him and do a duet. You singing to me? Can I get a piece? God, can I get a piece of this song? He rejoices over us with singing. Look it up. It's in there. To those that may be struggling with identity like Aaron, let God define you. If you're struggling with your identity, let God define you, not your gifts, not your job, not your family, not your job, not your family, not your friends, not your flaws, or your mistakes. 1, 2, 3, let's go. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. If you feel the Lord in the room, raise your hand. What's our problem? Now we're coming down the fair forest. What's our problem? Israel, Aaron, let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. Problems can look like let. Let can equal problems. Let can equal hurt. Let can equal questionable actions of others, even in churches and from Christians. You know, people can be a stumbling block. True story. Had a student, nameless, had a student. I teach gospel choir class. It's a class. It's a music class, but it's a gospel choir class. To me, it's church. I teach church. I teach church. It feels like church. Amen. I get paid to teach church, give grades, a little scholarship. It's church. So I got an email from a student that's in the class. He said, you know, you haven't seen me because I've been hurt. And she thought the person that hurt her was attending the class. Had to tell her the person that hurt her was not actually attending the class. Are we going to keep the stream up? They don't ever see this. I said, the person that hurt you did not attend the class. But she tried to demonize God for what a human being did to her. Why would God use her to hurt me? I said, well, okay. I said, let's come back to that. But first of all, you in my class, you need to show up. You're going to get an F. And then we came back to deal with, I just asked her questions. I said, do you think the nature of God is good? She said, yeah. I said, so do you think when the person that hurt you was acting contrary to God's nature? She said, yeah. I said, who do you blame now? I said, who do you blame now? I said, I've misrepresented God, I said, over the years. I said, but people shouldn't take that out on God. She said, I'll see you Wednesday. She did come Wednesday. I said, you all right? You better have a perfect attendance or you're going to get a good old F. But you see how questionable actions of others, even Christians, can be your let. I ain't going to give God, hypocrites, I ain't going to church. You're raising your hand here in church, and then you're raising something else. You're raising, you know what, in outside of church. I ain't going to church. That 1, 2, 3, let's go. 1, 2, 3. Let's get past that. Let can equal failure or doubt. You only fear something you respect and believe in. Oh, okay, that was going to be next week. I'm not here next week. That was going to transition me to, just call me if you want to. Let's do a Zoom Bible study or something on what I want to talk about next week. But I'm not here next week. But it was going to be good next week. But let's just do a Zoom or something. So if y'all hook it up, I get on there and I talk about what I was going to talk about next week, because Thanksgiving won't come around to next year. I can't wait till next year to talk about what I was going to talk about. But I want to end today. Y'all got that? Y'all ain't going to take me up on it, are you? Take me up on it. Really good, really good. Because the enemy really wants us to be hesitant. Because it seems like hesitation is a gateway to doubt. That's what he wanted my student to hesitate from getting close to the things of God, my class. Because if he can get you to doubt, then you ain't gonna praise. You're gonna be hesitant. Amen? There were places Jesus went and he couldn't heal the people because of their what? Hesitation leading to doubt. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow those who what? Don't hesitate or doubt. Believe. It follows those who believe. He's trying to get us. Well, I'm giving you the Zoom. He's trying to get us to be hesitant, because that's a little bit easier than doubt. Or that's a little bit more, you know, it seems like it's acceptable. 1, 2, 3, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Colossians 3:15. I want to end with this. You guys okay? Y'all encouraged today? You gonna refill your vitamin G? Last time I brought this vitamin G bottle refill, I filled it for you guys. I was the pharmacist. I filled it up with slips that says gratefulness. This time it's up to you guys to refill it and put gratefulness in your own prescription. Amen. You fill up your own bottle. Amen. Colossians 3:15. You fill up your bottle. Let the peace of Christ there it is. I forgot it was here. I really did. It's right here. I didn't even know it was here. Let the peace of Christ. I just added this morning on the way here while I was driving. She added it for me. I'm sorry, I'm tripping. I'm back. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Why does the peace of Christ need to rule in your hearts? Because our hearts are not always flooded with what? Peace. 1, 2, 3, let's go. 1, 2, 3. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful in spite of. Rest on your feet, please, guys, because that 2 hours is about to creep in on me. And I got my good shoes on. This is the 40 and over shoes. Like, when I wear these shoes, you said, man, you played basketball with your nephews and your little cousin yesterday, and I did. Mistake. Mistake. I said, I got to find something to go with these shoes. He was about your height, too. They won two, we won one, but they feel good in 2 hours. They feel like 2 hour shoes. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to be. You're called to peace and be thankful. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Let's go.
Whatever your let is. I don't know what your let is. Doubt, fear. It could be working for God. It could be a good job. It could be a good spouse. It could be whatever your let is. Don't let it be a distraction from giving God what he deserves in this season. It's a lot going on. It's a lot. We have to fight to thank God. You have to fight to praise God. I know it shouldn't be that way. It should be innate, amen? But it seems like we have to just make an extra effort, set reminders, set alarms. Why do we have to set alarms? Lex got an alarm that says, it didn't say give God praise. What does it say, sweets? Your alarm It just, she has an alarm that says it's so beautiful. And three times a day, and whatever, if I'm in her company, she look at me like, hello, Jesus is on. So I have to stop. I don't have to stop. I should want to stop. I should beat the alarm. That should be at least three times a day that we pause to say, hello, Jesus. At least three times a day. Lord, forgive us. We are sorry. We are definitely, this is not who we are. And God, I know you are forgiving, but we come to you and we ask for forgiveness. It is 24 hours in a day. Not enough time that we give to giving you thanks and praise and honor. You could shut this thing down with a blink. And that's the fear we have. Not that you're going to condemn us, but that you can shut it down in the blink of an eye. And you choose to sit patiently and wait all day for us to call you, and we never pick up the phone to call you and say hello. We ask for forgiveness. We are doing a lot of good things, but many, many good things are not God things. And we simply leave today encouraged, motivated, and approaching you with a heart of repentance. We know you will forgive us. We know you are kind. We're not going to ever take advantage of that in days to come. You owe us nothing. We owe you everything. Not only are we going to praise you and give you glory in private, we're going to praise you and give you glory in public. People see how blessed we are publicly. We should praise you publicly. Facebook, Instagram, in front of our family members, in school, on our job. You can shut it down with the blink of an eye. We fear nobody. We boldly profess Jesus Christ everywhere. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. It's an honor, it's a privilege to worship you. We give thanks right now. Even now, we give thanks from a grateful heart. Even now, we lift our hands from a grateful heart. We wave our hands from a grateful heart in spite of. Without faith, it is impossible to please you. Praise. Faith, praise. Y'all wave your hand, guys, in faith that it's going to get better. In faith that it's going to turn for me, for my family, for this world. Let there be light. Let there be praise. Let there be peace. Let there be worship. Let there be victory. Let there be debt freedom. Let there be unity. Let there be growth. Let there be healing. Let there be honor. Let there be blessings. Let there be forgiveness. In Jesus' name, 1, 2, 3, let's go. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Yeah.